Too much. I have went, but lately I ain't been a long time. Sure haven't. Because I enjoy it if I do go. But hardly, you know, hardly ever go. And fish don't bite too good, no, I know. It could bite in late years. Real good. Sure did. But things have made a change. This road, I say, what you come on this morning, it used to be called a dirt road. No gravel.
Yeah.
That's right. Come from Lake Bridge out here. Nothing but dirt. People used to haul the cotton from out here to Lake Bridge for the ginny cotton, you know, they get stalled. You know, they used to haul the cotton in with teams, wagons, you know. They stalled, carrying the cotton to the gin.
Team of mules?
Team of mules. Sometimes they put on four mule teams. Had two at the wheel and two, you know, up ahead. Called a four mule team.
Lead team and the...
That's right, lead team and the wheel team.
Wheel team?
That's right. So
when you plowed, did you use two?
I used two.
Well, one mule walked in the...
Well, each middle. It's like if I was... farm of cotton, you see, you know, cotton be about that tall. Well, see, this mill here, it wasn't being filled over here. Well, see, the tongue would be at the center of the rope. And I'd be behind the plow, you know, holding the hound. Call that a wheel plow.
That was when you used the middle buster.
That's right, middle buster.
What about when you used the turning plow?
Well, call that a breaking plow. We used to farm our land, you know, we would, what you call a flat break these. What you call flat breaking, you mean that's just go round and round. See, just like you turn this foot this way, next man come behind you, you turn it the same way, see. Call that flat breaking. And you get that done, and we had these horse dishes. We chop it up with the dish, see, and take our middle busters in and lay off the road. Had rows 36 inches apart.
Something that you might use to break the granite real fine.
Well, that's well now, that was a breaking plow then, but now this what we use now.
Hair?
Well, you use the harvest for the smooth level of your land. Oh, that's the harvest for. You don't use the harvest not until you break your land. Wait. See, harvest for it's a tear up fine at harvest. That make it level for you, you see. But if you're going to plant, you take your harvest, you see, and you smooth off with that harvest. And, have it smooth, then you go on, you know, and plant your crop down. But now we call it this now. That's the pulverize your land, make it tear all the pieces. Call that a this, or session harder, or do all. It's got a different name for the stuff.
Yeah.
So it is.
Well, sir, when you plowed, what did you say to your mules when you wanted them to turn?
Gee.
To go?
If you want me, G mean right. That's G. Well, haul, yeah, what yeah is right too. Haul, that's left. That's funny, but that's what it is. And you got him trained. If you say ho, he comes to the left. If you want to go right, you say G. Oh yeah, yeah, mule. He is right around to the right. If you want him to say ho, if you want to go left, you say ho, mule, ho. Well, he start turning to the left. A lot of people plowing, you know, with no line. Now just tell him what you want me to do. You get to the end, G mule. Come right on around. Get to the end, you want a left turn, you say, ho, mule, ho. He is coming around. That's how you handle him.